Okay. Yes, happy to have it. Okay. We're continuing with Perek Gimel. Bamin ha'enoishi. Kvar zacharnu, we have already mentioned, says the Ramchal, Hayais ha'adam oisa ha'briya ha'nivreis ludovik ba'yus parach shemai. Being that man is that creation that was created to be davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'hamuteles bein ha'shleimus v'chitzroinus, and he has placed the situation between shleimus and chitzroinus, v'yachaylus v'yad eliknus ha'shleimus, and he has the ability through his own power in his hands to acquire the shleimus. V'ulam tzarech shi'yazeh b'v'chirasu ritzoinu. We explained that it has to be through the person's own free choice, his own bechira, his own ratzon. Kilu hayamukroch b'maisav liyos beicher al kalponim b'shlemus. Because if a person was mukroch, was forced through his actions to choose shlemus, loyhayon nikro b'emes b'al shlemusay, he would not be called the person, the one who acquired the shleimus. He wouldn't be the Baal HaShleimus. He may have been shalem, he may become complete, because he's mukrach, he's forced to choose the side of shleimus, but he wouldn't be called Baal HaShleimus. He's not the one who actually is the one who did it, who did it himself, accomplished it. So therefore he didn't acquire it for himself. Why? Because he was forced from someone else to acquire it, and therefore, since he was mukrach to acquire it, the person who was machriach him is the true Baal HaShleimus, as opposed to he himself, which is not. V'amakneyu, the one who forced him to do it, the one who did it, to Baal HaShleimusoi. V'lehoisa kavona yoinim iskayemes, he's recapping what he said in the last parak. And the kavana al yayna, the reason the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world, would not be miskayin. Because, as we said in the last parak, the reason the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world is that a person should be davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to the best of his ability. And that's through acquiring shleimus himself. Just like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam shleimus is not forced on him, it's intrinsic. So to man, we want, to the best of his ability, he should be responsible for his own shleimus. And therefore, because this was Ratzin of Hashem, it has to be that the thing was left for the Bechira of Hashem, of the person. That a person, his Netiyah, which way he sways, which way he turns, is Shkula l'shnei hatzadim. It's equal between both sides. And he doesn't, he's not forced, he's not pushed to any which way. And therefore he has the kayach habechira, the choice to choose. Bidas, das means with the seichel of a person. Chayvetz means with the ratzain. Sometimes a person knows something is right, but his ratzain, what he actually does, is the opposite. So you have das and chayvetz beizem em shiir. The person has the choice to know what's the right thing and to actually choose and want to do that and actually do it. And he has the yichayles, the possibility to do it. Not only has the choice, he has the ability to be able to go to whichever side he wants. So therefore, man was created with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra, and he has the choice to turn and choose whichever way he wants. So this is, that paragraph really was a recap of the parak before. In order for this to be done properly, correctly, completely, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has decided that man should be a mix, he should be murkav of two opposite things. Dehainu, what are they? Neshama sichlis vizaka. Number one, on one hand, he has a neshama. A neshama that is seichel. The neshama, there's a tefillah that some people say before they put on tefillin, and the lashon they say there is haneshama shebemoichi, the neshama that's in my brain. Because as we know, the neshama that's in a person is, or at least part of it, what makes a person different than animals is neshama, and that has to do with his seichel. Vizaka, it's tahar, it's pure. It doesn't have any taivitz, it doesn't have any midas, it has none of the. Viguf, and on the other hand, he has a body that's artsi, that's not seichel, it's artsi, it's gashmi, va'ochor, it's muddled, it's dirty, it has midas, it has taivitz. Shekalechad me'am yita b'tevel etzidai, and each one pulls a person according to its nature, l'sidai, to whichever side it is. The hainu haguf l'chumrius v'anasham l'sichlius. The guf pulls a person to the chumrius, to olam hazeh, to gashmius, and the neshama pulls a person to sichlius. V'timotzei b'neihem melchama. And between these two things, the guf and the neshama, is a big melchama, is a war, a battle. Who's going to win? Because they're pulling in the exact opposite directions. Ba'ifen, she'im tigbar ha'neshama, tis alehi usa'ala ha'guf ima. What's going to happen on each side? Now, before I even go weiter, we have to understand what does it mean ha'guf l'chumrius. When we talk over here, and it's going to talk about in this whole paragraph that the guf pulls someone to chumrius, it doesn't mean only the physical body. There is a nesham, a nefesh, so to speak, as the Rambam Kum calls it. There's a nefesh asichli and a nefesh abahami. There's a nefesh of seichel, which a person has because he has seichel. And then there's also, a person's guf also has a pull to it. It's not just gashmi itself. It has some life. Animals also have life to them. They're full gashmi, but they have a nefesh that makes them live. So too, a person has in him two nefashes. He has the nefesh of seichel, which we call the neshama. Then he has, the guf also has its power source. It's not just the neshama, it has its tzad that pulls it towards, it likes chumrius, it likes gashmius, it likes taivus. Now, the Rambam does speak out that the nefesh habahamis of a person is not the same nefesh habahamis of an animal. Even though we like to say they're related to each other and we're calling it animalistic, but even the animal part of a person is not as coarse, rough, whatever word you want to use, that compared to the animal of the animal, the nefesh of a behemoth. But when we're referring to over the guf, it's not just the guf. The guf has its power source that pulls a person in its direction. So these two power sources, which is the neshama, the seichel, and the guf and its power source, the nefesh, they're having a mechama. Ba'ifen, what's going to happen? Sheim tigbar ha-neshama, what happens if the neshama overcomes and wins? Tis alehi, it will grow, it'll go, be raised up. Use'ala ha-guf ima, and it will schlep the guf with it. Via Isa Hada, and that person, ha-mishtalim b'shleimas ha-mu'utad, that he's going to get that shleimus that we want people to get, that the Rabbeinu Shleim created man for, he will be a shalim. Not just because he chose the right way and his seichel won, but man, even though he has two opposite powers, when each one wins, it's not going to be independent. It's going to schlep the other one with it. So when the neshama will win, the person will become a complete shalim. Not just his neshama will become a complete shalim, his entire guf will become a shalim. Because the neshama and the taif that wins will be mila the entire guf. And he's going to go into this more in detail as we go along. But this is just the overview. What happens if a person does the opposite and he allows that his chaymer, the gashmi, the body should win? Not only will he lower his guf, he lowers his neshama too. Via Isa Adam, Dilti Hagun L'Shleimus. Now he's a person who is not ready for Shleimus because his Chaimer won. V'nidchem yimenu chas v'shalom. So to speak, he's pushing away the concept of shleimus by having his chaymer win. It's not just, again, independent. The neshama, that neshama that's supposed to be pulling him to that tzad for shleimus, has now been lowered, has now been brought even farther away from the shleimus that it could have gotten. V'nidchem yimenu, he's almost pushed away. Not entirely. No one's ever pushed away entirely. The La'adam Hazeh, he continues, even this person, even this person does have the ability to still lower the chaymer in front of the seichel and his neshama. Even this person has it, but it's going to be that much harder. Because when everything is equal, so there's a war. But the minute one battle's won on one side, you've lowered the whole, you've tipped the scales the wrong way. So now not only have to get back to even, and then tip it towards the neshama. So the avayda becomes stronger, but there's never a chance, there's never a time a person's totally nitcha. V'amnam, so that is the avayda of a person. The avayda of a person is, he has a neshama, and he has chumrias. Which one is going to win? V'amnan gazar tuva yisbarach shemoi sheyegvul liyishtadlus hazeh hamitzdarech la'odom lahasigar shleimus. Chazal, the Torah said, the Rabbeinu Shalom said as follows. This is a constant battle throughout life. It's not a one-time battle, it's constant. So how long does this go on for? How long is this battle of ishtadlus that a person's trying to reach shleimus, to have his neshama win, to have his seich win, how long is it going to go on for? Forever? So Hashem said, no, gazar tuva yisparav shemai, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with his midas hachesed, his tuva, his midas hachesed, sheyegvul ishtadlus hazeh. It's not endless, there's a boundary. Hamitzdarech l'adam l'hasig ha-shleimus. U'chesheishtim ishtadlusai. And when he finishes this time, yasig shleimusai, he will then get his shleimus. And that shleimus that he earned, he will enjoy forever. Will be endless. Alkein huchaku loy shnei zmanim. And we'll see in a moment why it has to be this way. But there are two zmanim. Echad zmanu avoida v'echad zman kibul aschar. There's a time that you work and try to get the shleimus. And then there's a time that we say the work time is over. Whatever you want, whatever you got, you got. And now it's time to get schar. Now, they're not exactly the same time period. The Rabbeinu Shalom's Midas HaTov is always Meruba than Midas Peronius. Shavayda Yesh Lozman Mechukak. The time, the Avayda has a set time. K'may Shagazra Yichach Masi Yisvarach Shemai. Hey Yisai Nois Lozeh. V'kibul Askar En Leitachis. The Rabbeinu Shalom has decided that there's a set time. And that's the proper amount of time. Now there's really two times. And the two times is, every person has their own personal zman of ishtadlus. And the world as a whole has their own time of ishtadlus. Chazal say, shisal fishnin. The world is 6,000, can only last for 6,000 years. 6,000 years, and after that you get to liyayim shekulei Shabbos, olam haba comes. So every person has their personal zman. Not everyone lives for 6,000 years. Every person has their personal zman. And then, the world as a whole also only has its zman of avoida. However, v'kibol ha-sachar ein le-tachlis. However, the time that you're mekabel schar doesn't have a set amount of time. Elu le-netach netzachim, hum is'anig v'hoylich b'shleimus asher kanalei. Forever. We don't understand what the concept means because we're in this Gashmi world where we have time. But Lenetzach Netzachim, for eternity, a person will be Mis'aneg V'hoylech V'shleimus Asher Kanaloi. He will enjoy the Shleimus that he has acquired. Now if you notice, it says Mis'aneg V'hoylech. He continues. Now this is an interesting concept because Chazal tells us, the Gemara at the end of Bracha says, Talmidei Chachamim ein lahem menucha, loy ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. Talmidei Chachamim don't have menucha, not ba'olam hazeh and not ba'olam haba. Yechu mechay lechayel, they go, keep on going and growing. That means to say there's some type of growth even in olam haba. Now, even though it's true, if you didn't press star 6 to mute, if you could please do that now. Thank you. Even in Olam Haba, there's some type of growth. Now, even though we just said that a person has Olam Hazeh to earn it, and then he gets the Schar in Olam Haba, you can't get anything new in Olam Haba. The way it seems, Rav Dessler explains it, and the Bali Musar, Frank Friedlander, they explain it, that a person in this world has a kayach to acquire Torah and mitzvahs. And every day and every moment that he could acquire new Torah and new mitzvahs. In Olam Haba, a person enjoys the Torah and mitzvahs that they acquired in Olam Hazeh. They can't get anything new. However, that same Torah and mitzvahs, they enjoy on different levels. For example, if you have a person who's trying to listen to a song. See, they're trying to appreciate a song. But the problem is, their ear is full of sand. So when they first hear the song, they just hear a bunch of banging, some rhythm, they hear some noise, they don't hear much, they can't really appreciate it. Start cleaning out a little bit, more and more seeps in, till finally, as they clean and clean and clean, more and more, till they get it all out, finally they can appreciate the beauty of the song. And the same thing is with Torah Mitzvahs and Ruchnius. The more a person becomes attuned to Ruchnius, the more they appreciate the same mitzvah, the same Torah. A person learns a black Gemara, so a person learns some Torah. So in this world, as much as they enjoy it, but they're full of Gashmias, they're full of Chumrias, there's only so much they could enjoy. And that's really the reason why it's necessary for an Olam Haba, for a person to get the Shlemus. Because although we said, as a person does a mitzvah, he's kind of Shlemus, and that by definition is Dveikus in Hashem, but the truth is, there's a guf here. And the guf will always block it. To get the full appreciation of Ruchnius, there can't be a guf blocking the Ruchnius to come in. So there's an Olam Haba. And an Olam Haba person appreciates it. But the more a person learns it, the more a person becomes attuned to Ruchnius, and the longer he's in Olam Haba, or whatever happens in Olam Haba, he keeps on getting greater, as he goes up in Madrega, he gets greater appreciation of Ruchnius, and therefore, the same Black Gemara is a new Black Gemara, it's a new tune, because now they understood it. Person understands the song, but then they go and they go learn music, or they learn the Chachma of music, or they go learn a certain instrument they enjoy more, and now they hear it in every song. So what happened? A song just became a whole nother song, because they have a new appreciation. They found out a new thing about it. They're more attuned to the same thing, to appreciating the beauty. And that's what happens in Olam Haba, is the same thing. So the person, as a person goes up in Madrigas and Olam Haba, he cannot be kind of any new Torah and mitzvahs. But the same Torah and mitzvahs he gets a new appreciation for. New appreciation is a new tainug, is a new pleasure. He keeps on getting more and more pleasure. And that's what he means here. Mis'aneh, he gets the pleasure of a hoylech. But he continues. It's not just a one-time tainug, it's mis'aneh v'hoylech bashleimus asher kanala. And that's l'neitzach netzachim. That's what it means. Samid ha'chachamim don't have menucha. If Dessler says, that's pshat we say, v'chaye oylam nata b'seichenu. You plant something. When we do a mitzvah, we plant it. When you plant something, it grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and more branches and more branches and more branches, that you wonder, this is what I planted? I planted a little seed. When you look at it 100 years later, you see it's a gigantic tree. When we plant Torah and mitzvahs in our hearts, we don't see it. We see a little bit. It sprouts a little bit. It grows a little bit. You go into Olam Haba, it's bigger, and it continues to grow and grow. That's v'chaye oylam nata, we planted b'seichenu. So that's mis'aneh v'hoylech. Now he continues. V'ulam kifi hischalek zmanai ken roi sheyischalef matzav yoshar mikra. The same way we're saying there has to be a zman, and the zmanim are different, so too the situation that a person has, his matzav, and everything that goes around him, also must change according to which avodah are we in. Are we in the zman of ishtadlus, and the zman of getting the schar? In this man of Ishtalus, a person has to be in a certain situation, in a certain environment, that he could find all the needs, all his necessities, lefi inyan Ishtalus hazeh. Pirish, kihinei, mukhrak shetimotziloi hamukhama shezacharnu. What is the main part of being in Olam Hazeh, in the Zman Ishtavlus? That's the mukhama. That's the bechira that we mentioned, bein ha-seichel v'achaymer. The mukhama that exists between the seichel and the chaymer. And it can't be that there is something that prevents the chaimer from doing its job, because then you lose the bechira. According to the amount that is necessary for the mechama. You can't have anything preventing the seichel from doing its job. So we need it that each one has the ability to do its job. And it can't be that there's something that will cause the chaimer to strengthen itself more than is necessary, because then again you'll lose the bechira. If the chaimer has too big of a pull, so then you don't have the same equal bechira. We can't have anything that will cause the seichel to pull the person too much. You might think to yourself, well, if Hashem wants us to get to choose the good side, so let him fix the whole thing here, make it that it's uneven, the seichel is going to win, so you have a little bit of a bechira, okay, but it's not much of a bechira. So even though you'll say maybe it appears the best way, but as we know, the true kavana that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, that a person should be kind of the shleimus through himself, he should be the Baal HaShleimus in Enatai. That's not really good. It might be nearer that type, but it's not really good. We want that it should be an equal bechira, and therefore when the person chooses the right side, so then he is the Baal HaShleimus, he is the one who has actually chosen to do it the right way, and he's kind of the shleimus for himself. So that's all in the time of ishtablus. He needs persons, he should have, everything should be set up correctly that he should be able to do it. In the zman of being mekabel schar, the truth is, it should be the exact opposite. The zman when a person gets the true schar, it should be opposite. Ki hinei, kol ma shiyia chaymer shoylet, ba'is zman. If you have it all, the chaymer, the guf, having any shlita, of any power at that time, in Olam Haba, where the person gets schar for zishtadlus, what's the schar? I got my shleimus, I'm being dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Well, for the same reason why that can't happen in Olam Hazeh, because the guf will be machshich, it darkens. And it's ma'akev from the neshama, from feeling the full dveikus b'Hashem. If the guf will be in Olam Haba, you'll have the same problem. So therefore, the same reason that tells us in the Zman Ishtalus we need both of them to be equal, tells us in the Zman of Kibul Schar we only want the Neshama to be Shoilet. We don't want the Guf to have any pull at all. We don't want the Guf to have any Tzrochim at all. If a person has to be Oisik and Achil and Shti and all the physical things, that's also Ma'akiv Zveikus V'Hashem. These are all Gashmis and Yonim. So Adarabba, we want at that time only the Neshama. The chaimer, the guf, should be totally pulled after the neshama ba'ifin shleyakev ayada klal in a way that it shouldn't be ma'akev at all. V'amna malkein, and therefore nivru shnei ha'ilamais oylam hazeh v'oylam haba. Oylam hazeh hamakayim, it's a place. Place itself, by definition, is gashmius. V'achukim ativim shaloi, and it has all the rules and all the things of teva and all the tzorchi aguf, and it has all the gvuls and has makayim and has man. All these things, hey masheroi la'adam calls mana yishtadlus. And oylam haba hamakayim v'achukim shaloi has its place, and its place is not gashmi. Its place is ruchni. V'achukim shaloi has its rules. Everything there, the only way a person or a neshama sustains itself is not through achilo shdiya adara, but it's through the Torah and mitzvahs that he had, through the dveikus, hey masheroi lo bizman kibul asach. So that is, if we look at man in its simplest form, so to speak. That's what's supposed to happen. There's the Zman of Ishtablus. Person was created with two opposites. He has the Neshama and he has the Guf. And they're supposed to be equal, as we'll see. That may have changed after Chet of Adam Arishan, but the way it was, it's supposed to be equal to make it that it's an equal test. There's equal Bechira here. Go one way, the Neshama wins, and it takes the Guf with it. And that's what it means. That the Chaymer will be Nimshach Akrav, it's Nisala. It becomes greater, it becomes higher. It becomes almost Ruchni, is what happens to it, that it's not Ma'akiv at all. And the neshama getting its oinig ha'amiti. On the other side, chas v'shalom, the person went the other way, and the chaymer won. He drags his neshama down with it, and all he did here more is get himself farther away. The neshama has a harder time. The ruchnias has a harder time getting through. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom put us in this world with this equal bechira, and then, but he said this doesn't go on forever. This is mana for it, a zman for every person individually, and a zman for the world as a whole of 6,000 years. And then there's Olam Haba, which is Netzach Netzachim. And as we said, Midas HaTayiv is Meruba from other Midas. So therefore, the Midas HaTayiv says that even though the Zman of Ishtadlus, by definition, is a Zman, it has a Gvul to it, it's Gashmi. However, the Zman of Kibul Aschar is the Netzach Netzachim. Umashi Yitzarech Oyladas. Now there's another thing we have to know. We have to know that man, the min ha'anushi, the way it was created, with the purpose that it had, is not the same thing that we see today. That's not in Yonei Rishon. That wasn't really the way it was supposed to be when man was created. There was a great change. And that is the inyan of the chet of Adam Arishan. Shenishtana boy ha'adam ve'olam imashaya batchila. Man changed, and the world changed from the way it was and set up to be batchila. And we find this, we know this through many things. The whole world changed. Animals changed. The Ramban says in... The Ramban says in Parshas Bechukaisai that animals, when they were created, they didn't go around tearing things apart. They didn't go eat each other. So we know animals got Eitzav L'Achla. Man even couldn't even eat animals. Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to eat animals till after Noach. It was only later, says the Ramban, after the Chet of Adam Arishon, there was the Indian of Chet, there was the Indian of Misa, and all these things, that even the animals, the entire world, became a different teva, a whole different nature than it was the chatchila. V'ulam pratei hashina hazeh told the same rabbin, we should know the details and all the things that came out of this are many. V'ayinidaber b'olufanim isyat ishmael, we'll still talk about it later. V'nimsa, so it comes out now, shehadibur b'minha anayishiv avchana b'nesuav k'fulim. When we talk about man, and we talk about all the different things and his different settings and his different situations and all the different times of his life, whether it's Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, it's cool and there's double. Ki yedubar boyu v'nesua v'v'chinasei kaidem achet. We have to talk about him and his environment before the chet. V'yedubar boyu v'nesua v'v'chinasei achar achet k'mashenevar oed bezes Hashem. Now we can explain the difference that there was between Adam Arisha and Lefnei Achet and Achar Achet. Hine Adam Arisha in Beis Yitzirasai hayamamish boisei hamatzav shezacharnu aleinu. Adam Arishan, at the time of creation, he was exactly the way we have described what man is supposed to be. Da'ainu shinei hu haya morkav mishnei achalokim hafkim shamarnu. He was morkav, he was created from these two opposites that we said, ha'mshema neshama v'haguf. U'v'ametzias hayu shnei ha'inyanim ha'tayv ha'ra. In this world there were two inyanim, tayv and ra. V'u'aymed b'shiko b'neim. And man was equal in between them. It was balanced. Li David Mamashi Yirtzimam, an equal choice. There was nothing pulling him either way. And he should have chosen Taif. The Agber Nishmasa Agufa. And if he would have chosen the Taif, his Nishama would have won over the Guf. Visichle Achamri Yisechel over his Chamrias. V'ozayim Ishtala Miyad. At that moment, says the Ramchal, he would have become a complete Shalem. He passed his one test, his one chance of Bechira here. V'nach Bishle Musa Lenetzah. And at that moment, Adam Arishon would be Magber his Nishama. And as we said, the neshama will schlep the guf, and the guf now will become zach. The guf will become pure. V'nach b'shlemus u'lanetzach. He would have gone straight into Olam Haba. Yom HaShabbos was supposed to be Yom Shekulo Shabbos. It was supposed to be Olam Haba. He got his Sivra and Yom HaShishi. If he would have chosen the right way, he would have gone into Olam Haba. V'nach b'shlemus u'lanetzach. And that would have been it. The tafkid of the world had been fulfilled. It was Bechira, did the right choice, that's it, we go into Olam Haba, and he would have been B'Shleimus HaLenetzach. And he talks about this in his other Sfarim, Barichas, and Das Tunis also in all the details. But that is what Adam HaRishon was. The Tzarech Shateida, and we have to know, She'afal Pishenonu Margishim L'Neshama Baguf Pula Acheres, Zulus Hakiyus V'Askola. This is something that we don't really understand, and we're not margish, we don't feel it, we don't sense it. We sense, what does the neshama do in a guf? Well, we understand it gives it life, it gives it seichel. But he may be'emet yesh b'chuka she'tezakech etzem ha'guf v'chamra. And this is what we've been saying till now. The neshama has the ability to take a davar gashmi, to take the guf, to take the chamrius, meaning the midas rois, the taivas, everything that is gashmius, usaleu ilui achar ilui, and the neshama has the ability to purify it and continue to purify it as she royally slavis ima bahanav shleimus, which is a chiddush. It could purify the guf so much that the guf is roi to accompany the neshama to olam haba to get the complete shleimus. You may have said, there's a guf and there's a neshama. Neshama wins, leave the guf behind where it belongs, and the neshama goes where it needs to go. However, that, and we don't understand this, but the neshama has a kaya to purify the guf in such a way that the guf will now be ro'i, meaning you'll take something chumrius, you'll take gashmius, and you can purify it into such a way that it'll be ro'i to accompany the person and the neshama to Olam Haba to get Hana Ruchnius. The Meshech Chachma in Parashas in Mizayis HaBracha says that Moshe Rabbeinu reached this Madrega. The Lo Yada Ishes Kfurasa, he says that it says that no one knew where his Makam HaKfura was, says the Meshech Chachma, because there was no Makam HaKfura. His neshama was purified to such a madrega that it went up to Shemayim as a neshama. It was no guf at all. It was totally pure. It became neshama. Now this is different than you find Elio and you find others who went into Olam Haba with their guf. Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher madrega that he purified his guf that it was mamish complete neshama. It wasn't even a guf anymore. But there's such a concept. And that's how it was supposed to be. The neshama has this kaya. And in fact, once we're on the subject of the Meshech Chachma, what the Meshech Chachma says in Parshas in Lech Lecha, he says, you would think as follows. He would say, the neshama is kula ruchni. The neshama gains out of this shutfis also. Even though he's saying the neshama is being mashvi on the guf, but the Meshech Chachma says that and neshama is kulei ruchni. He has asagas like a malach, understanding ruchnius and kedusha and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It goes into the guf, and what happens? The messages can't get through the same. It doesn't have the same hargashas as it did when it was on its own. So you would think that a person learns Torah, a person does mitzvahs. So slowly but surely, what he's doing is he's boring a hole through his guf, and now the ruchnius could pass through and get to the neshama. But what madrega could the neshama get to? You would think, Pasha, it could get back the highest to where it was before it started. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. Umibsari echse likin, says the pasuk. Echse, he says, is from Lashon of kli machse. Kli machse is not just something that you look through, it's something that enlarges. It's like a telescope or a microscope even. It enlarges things. Ubipsari, through my basar echse elikim, I will see get greater hasagas and ruchnias than I had before. It doesn't just make a hole through that now you could see. Adarabah, What it does is it magnifies the ruchnius. When that ruchnius goes through the guf that has been purified by the neshama, it gets magnified. So adarabah, the neshama is also gaining from this shutzpis. When the neshama wins, and the neshama is nis'ala, and that's why part of its ilui is not just that you chose the taiv. Part of the ilui was that by being mezachech hasachomer, this shutzpis will have a greater hasaga. So it makes a lot of sense now that the guf should be coming along with the neshama. That's how, it's not the guf anymore, it's the shutzus between neshama with the magnification of the guf that it purified, that it will get a greater appreciation and greater asagas of ruchnius. Adam Arishan would have reached this if he wouldn't have sinned. His neshama would have purified the guf, purification after purification, until it would have been purified to that amount. But the Tevan Shachata Adam Arishan Nishtanu Hadvarim Shinigado. But once Adam Arishan sinned, so everything changed. In the beginning, the Bria had the chesroinus that it had. The world was created that there should be chesroinus, there should be guf, there should be gashmius. How much? The amount that's necessary for the balance that a person should have to choose equally. In order that he should be able to gain his shleimus through his own work. But through the chet, now we've added many, many more chesroinus, not just in the bria, in man himself. And it became much harder than it was before to get to the tikkun. Pirish. It was much easier for a person, for Adam Arishan, to go away from the chesroinus that he has, the chesroinus meaning his guf, that's his teva, and to be kind of shleimus. He keeps on repeating this, if you notice. That's the way the Rabbi Nishan wanted. That should be equal, it should not be too hard. And the reason why it was easier is because man was not the cause. He's not the one who brought about bad and chisaron that he had. The chisaron that man had in him, his guf, he didn't bring it about. He's not the one who caused it. That's how he was created. So the Rebbe Nishom did not make it in a way that it's too hard to get out of. This is the teva, it's equal. He just has to turn to the taiv. He asked me yod says mina chisaron k'nei shleimus. Immediately he would leave his chisaron and get shleimus. Amnam the chete, but the minute on this global level, so to speak, that Adam Arishan was acting when he sinned, kaven shal yodai nistera shleimus yoyser mishaisa. Again, chisaron we had last time. Chisaron by definition means a lack of shleimus. Covering over the shleimus from Hashem. Adam Arishan, by sinning, he went to the other side. But who did it? He did it. In his rabba chisroinus, who did it? He did it himself. And the ra that he did is not the same ra a person does in Aveira today. The ra on that side was, because again it was equal. If he did the right way, the world was over as we know it. He went right away into Olam Haba. The stakes were very high for Adam Arishan. So on the other side, Zelu Mazeh, the stakes had to be very high on the other side for what he's going to lose. And what he was going to lose was his entire Teva, the whole Bria, is going to become something different. The Chitroinus that he's going to have are not natural. They were earned Chitroinus. So he caused it for himself. Once you created it yourself, it's not going to be easy or as easy to get out of the chisaron and get the shleimus. It won't be as easy as it was when he was the one who didn't cause it. That's how he was created. The kol shekein shebehechrich hishtalusei hamitzorach achol lagil l'shleimus in a kufel. And by definition now, his hishtalus is going to be much harder. Ki tzorach tchilo shiyashuvu adam v'olam el hamatzav shehayu barishayna kaidem achet. What's going to happen first? He's going to have to bring himself back to the matzav of adam harishon kaidem achet. He's going to have to get away from these added chitzroinus. And then he has to go and start again. What was the tachlis adam? Now that it's equal, now let me be kind of shlemus. So it's a much harder thing to do. Naturally, he was kind of chisaron, which makes it much harder for him to get out of it. And now he has a double job, not just to get out of that chisaron. Once he gets out of that chisaron, if he does, and he's back to equal ground between good and bad, now he has to start over, so to speak, tachlis adam, and choose the good and schlep the goof with him. So that is what happened with the chet of Adam Arishain. And therefore, there were really two matzavim. We have the matzav of Adam, the Rebbe, the Rebbe Nisham, wanted to kai the machet. And now we have here the matzav of Adam Rishon, ma'achar achet, when he caused the chisrainus himself. And we are going to stop over here in this parak, and Bezat Hashem, we will continue next week. Bezat Hashem Yisrael. Thank you.